The formerly Democratic congressman who switched to the Republican Party last year is up for re-election in November. Jeff Van Drew will face Democrat Amy Kennedy in New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. It's a conservative-leaning district in southern New Jersey that includes Atlantic City, and that's where we turn for this week's Here and Now District Profile. Joe Hernandez is a reporter with WHYY and WBGO. He joins us from Philadelphia. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, and Jeff Van Drew, as we mentioned, left the Democratic Party last year after he voted against impeaching President Trump. He spoke with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News over the weekend about how he views the Democratic Party. Listen.
The Democratic Party used to be more moderate. It is not now. It has changed. It is a new party. And it is not just political rhetoric, Maria, to say that much of the party is really going towards a socialist bent. They really are.
What has Van Drew's record been like since he became a Republican, and how is he positioning himself in this race?
Well, even before he became a Republican, he was known as a conservative Democrat. And, you know, Van Drew said that he has said that the Democratic Party is taking a turn too hard left for his taste. And that's why he became a Republican and supported President Trump. Now, his support for the president is explicit. He had that famous meeting with the president in the Oval Office. But largely his politics, I would say, are similar to what they had been. But now he just has the label of Republican in front of his name.
Now, he, as you said, met with the president. The president has endorsed him in this election. Van Drew's campaign homepage has a big picture of him shaking hands with President Trump. But President Trump is not going to be competitive in the state of New Jersey. Does the president help him or hurt him in this race?
That's the operative question in this race, because Trump did win this district in 2016 after it had voted for Barack Obama twice beforehand. So this district is really a kind of swing district in its own right. After Van Drew became a Republican, got the endorsement from President Trump in the Oval Office, the president came to South Jersey and held a big rally with Van Drew, and it was well attended. And so it could help him in this district where the president is more popular than in other parts of the state.
Let's talk about his opponent. Amy Kennedy is a former public school teacher married to former Congressman Patrick Kennedy. Here's a recent ad from her.
Before COVID, too many people were struggling. Now we have a full-blown emergency. Real leaders serve the community, not themselves. In Congress, I'll fight for affordable health care, lower drug prices, relief from this economic crisis, and I'll continue the Kennedy legacy of putting people first.
I'm Amy Kennedy. The Kennedy legacy of putting people first. So she's obviously tying herself to the family name there.
Yes, for sure. And that was probably a big part of her popularity in this district, as she hadn't run for office before. And she had an opponent who had the support of the Senate president in New Jersey, some very powerful South Jersey Democrats. And Kennedy was still able to beat that opponent with the help of Governor Phil Murphy, who endorsed her.
Is she pitching herself as a conservative Democrat like Van Drew did, or is she going more for the base?
She's running as a progressive, and she's gotten the endorsement of progressive groups in New Jersey, including the Working Families Party. In this district, you have Atlantic City, and the casino workers there, the restaurant workers there, have seen closures over the past few years, as well as job losses due to the pandemic. And Kennedy has been hitting the Trump administration over its handling of the pandemic. So she'll be courting progressives, but I think she'll also be courting blue-collar workers in the district, as well as Democrats who feel betrayed by Van Drew's party switch.
You know, it's interesting. Also, you mentioned Atlantic City and the casinos. A couple of those casinos used to have President Trump's name on them, but they don't anymore.
Right. He had several casinos in Atlantic City, and several of which have gone bankrupt, have been sold to other people. Many workers remember all the jobs that he created, but many workers also remember all the jobs that were lost when those casinos went under.
Are there any polls yet in this race?
There are no polls yet in the race, but there will be. So we'll be able to get a better idea of where everyone stands. Van Drew didn't have a very difficult primary and won it easily with the support of the Republican Party. Amy Kennedy, on the other hand, did have some tough challengers. And so we'll definitely see both the national parties probably come into this race and try to have an influence on the outcome.
That is Joe Hernandez, reporter with WHYY and WBGO, talking with us about the race in New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. Joe, thank you.
You got it.